mitzvah. So how can you tell me the guy is mevatel a mitzvah that's same as a raisa? It's an old question. Who asked the question before you and me? Come on, who? Not the chinuch, but the who? Minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch asked that question back on that dalit. Forget treifa. Come on, you remember that? Remember, achi like the whole sugya was there. So told us pshat that you have to be mekayim tashbisu after 12. Only one person that we know about ever did it. What's his name? Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avraham. He did it. Before 12 o'clock. So how can you tell me the guy is the battle of Mrs. Hasem is Arisa? It's an old question. Who asked the question before you and me? Come on, who? Not the chinuch, but the who? Minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch asked that question back on Abdalid. Forget Sreifa. Come on, you remember that? Remember, achi like the whole sugya was there. So told us pshat that you have to be mekayim tashbisu after 12. Only one person that we know about ever did it. What's his name? Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avraham. He did it. No one else did it. Frekta minchas chinuch. How can Chazal undo a mitzvah and say daraisa? You know what he answers? You bet they can. Not a mitzvah chiyuvis, if you recall. Mitzvah chiyuvis can't do it. But a mitzvah chiyuvis, which is a kiyum, they can do it. They feel it's worthwhile doing it to avoid an aveira. So they tell everybody else that they have to get rid of it early. Same answer to that kasha will answer your kasha. Where are you reading? What? Where? Who? No, that part of the top, if he means what you're saying, he means we'll forget about that part. I'm not sure if he means it, but if he means it, we'll just scratch it. But the Iki is still the top of the second part. I hear what you're saying, but I don't know if he means that. It's hard to believe he means that, but you're right, the words sound a little bit that way. But forget about that. Take the good part. The good part is that he's saying his soul, that the fulfillment of Tashbisu is when? At the last moment. That's when you fulfill Tashbisu. When is the last moment? Depends for who? For everybody else, under the Raisa level, the last moment is after 12. Under Rabbana level, they require, that's the last moment. The moment they require to burn it. So by the Raisa, that's after 12. Under Rabbana level, it's between 11 and 12. And for a guy who's going on a trip, it's the last minute before he's on his trip, or the last night, or however the details work out. Yes?
Well,
Rashi learns pshat, that means burning. That's how the Gemara Chof Zayin Beis is beferish. What if you have to burn it? Again, I tell you before, that's a detail. But people do that nowadays. They go on a trip, they do a Vedikas Chavah, take their doggy bag with them, with their 10 crumbs, and then they go on their pace and they burn it on the beach in Miami somewhere. I don't know wherever they are, near the hotel. I don't want to insult anybody, but that's whatever. But that's what they do today. In those days, they didn't do it. They burned it right away. They slept, they didn't have planes.
That's what the
fun
is. No, it's not like the
duck
and the fire
of
the
fun would
you had to actually be
notched
with it before you leave.
Right. That's what it sounds like. So you want to take it on the plane to Miami.
Oh, but what is you have to do the beer before you leave.
People don't do that, you mean? Good question. No, it's a good question. It's a good question. Memela, Rabosai, if this is correct, give a look, you know. Oh. Remember I told you to close to Yerushalmi to support his own opinion? I like to see Yerushalmi inside. I don't want to just take it on faith. I want to see the words of Yerushalmi. Where do you find words of Yerushalmi if you don't have Talmud Bavli? Where do you look? What do you look, no? Where? That's right. Yefei Einayim. There's nowhere to find things in this world. Yefei Einayim is a parish that's almost exclusively devoted to Yerushalmi. Comparison of the Babylon with Yerushalmi. So sure enough, he quotes the Yerushalmi. On Yerbeis and Yerbeis, he quotes the word. Here it says, the Yerushalmi. He tells it, it's page Lamatess in our print, column 2, the Daf Yerbeis, middle of the paragraph of Yerushalmi parentheses, Perek Kol Shoh Aloch Aleph. See anything about the place? Hello? Go to the place? We'll open the Gemara. Ad shelo higiyaz man biuro at mevaro b'chol dover. Mishay higiyaz man biuro v'sreifo. Umuki lo k'rabi Yehuda. That's pretty explicit. That's pretty explicit. The Feirish. So Rashi now is like a hakat taras. Is against an offer of Yerushalmi. So you could say, it's machlokas bavli Yerushalmi. All right, mechilta Yerushalmi. But that's not the greatest way out. So what occurred to me is as follows. That if, what? No. If the Korban and Sinai and the Rosh are right, we understand very well. Again. Ad shalom higiyaz man biuro. Before this man biuro, whatever that means, however you define this man biuro is. At mevara b'chol dover. That's before 11 o'clock. Mishi giyaz man biuro. Bistreifa. It has to be burned. Mukla k'rabi Yehuda. What about after 12? So like we said before, for the Meiri. In theory, yes, and in practice, probably no. But what's critical over here is the first part of the Yerushalmi. Ad shlo higiyaz man biurash pasosim at levar b'chol dover. See, according to the Meiri, the Pashim Shad Meiri, we call Pshad Aleph, the chiyav to burn according to Rashi begins in the very beginning. A month before Pesach, whatever it may be. But according to the Korban and Sanel with this rush, they say no. And the chiyuv to burn only begins b'shat habir. Just the machlokas really, the machlokas the tur and the rush, father and son. What's pshat and Rashi? The tur basing himself on Rashi Chavzayim by Yossi B'Shayara says that Rashi also says that the chiyuv to burn begins, we'll call it a month before. If that's the case, Rashi is against enough for the Yerushalmi. That's Tosfos Kashya. If you hold like the rush, as the chiyuv only begins at 11 o'clock, then Rashi is not against enough for the Yerushalmi. Follow me? That's why we call this Pshat Beis in Rashi, which is based upon the rush as opposed to the tour, has an advantage of resolving the Yerushalmi as well. Okay? Let's summarize what we said until now. The very important points we made just now. The main point that we made was the Meiri's Nekuda. The Meiri says, don't think that Rashi learns the Chiyuv to burn is only until 12. Chatz v'shalom. Rashi's the Chiyuv to burn is straight through. But on a practical basis, you can't do it. Why can't you do it? Because you run the risk of Vayirah. Since you derive it, since there is a chiyuv in concept, conceptually, to burn after 12, therefore the Eifer is Mutter. Therefore, the Zahava means it's Mutter Avhanah. Now, moreover, we understand what now the derivation from Nosa. Nosa is after this Man Yisr, and it is also after this Man Yisr. That everyone agrees. It's the other barrel that I told you they argue about. What's the other barrel of the kasha which shows it there? All right, it's backwards. No, so you have to burn only when after this man iser. And here Rashi's claims that before this man iser, you have to burn, and after this man iser, you don't. So that after you don't, we took care of. Well, what about before you do? So our first thing was very simple. So look, no, so before this man, kachim, even kachim. But Chomet, but that doesn't apply, so we just expand it. Really, you have to burn all the time. Notes are before this man, so you can't burn it. This is the rice. Chomet, no, this is the rice. You have to always burn even the other time. That's what we call Pshat Aleph. Pshat Beis, that was fitted with Chitat HaTur. And if you rash, you have to burn it 30 days before, and you see from the rash, it comes Ayinam Adrei. And that would be against the Yerushalmi talk. But if Pshat Beis, if you rash, you have to fit with the rush of the Korban Asano. That the only time you have to burn is when this man beer. What does man beer mean? It's our time, it's our luck of the man that you burn it. So, no, sir, that's after the, it's morning. It turns no, sir. Chometz is when? V'doraisa after 12, but Darabonan after 11. Before 11, they're not. That was 50 Rishalmi as well. Ah, Yosef Bishayara, no Kasha. Because there, the moment you leave on the caravan, that's the moment that Halacha demands that you burn it. Yes, no?
The best.
We haven't gotten there yet. We have to worry about that. That's a big problem. We haven't answered yet. That's a serious problem. That's Lala Mash. That told an Antakash. I Antakash. Right? I Antakash. I think I had two Kashas against Rashi. One is sort of included in Tosas, right? What was the first Kashas against Rashi? Why the flip side of Nosa, basically. That we discuss now, we call Pshat Aleph and Pshat Beis. The unanswered question so far is, how could you tell a guy to wait from 11 to 12? He's just circumventing a mitzvah. You can't give that. That's not bad advice to give somebody. Lovely at Torah. The Torah is doing a mitzvah properly. Yes?
I think the final statement is, if you need to shot the same one, the next one is important to Rabbi Yehuda. Nakam Lumaisa, you don't see the Shulchan Aruch following Rabbi Yehuda. The way you explain Rabbi Yehuda with the Meiri, it sounds wonderful. It seems like we should follow it.
First of all, we follow with the Klali Haroh. That was sound wonderful.
I understand.
Yochid v'rav, malach v'rav, I'll give you a crack-a-jack understanding of the Shidas HaYochid. We've got to follow the rabbi.
But it seems like in the Shidas HaYochid, that the way Meiri explains it, it's not like he's really holding it tachiyah. He's saying that it's a pious idea to burn it.
And
then you need to
dust
the
brand,
that's all.
You're
not
like tachiyah.
So,
well, I don't know about that. We'll see. We'll come to the Shavan Aruch. We haven't done the Shavan Aruch yet. We'll come to it soon.
And also, reference what you're saying with the Rishali, in certain cases, didn't all the Rishali, sometimes they didn't have every volume of the Rishali. You can't answer that type of error.
No. Yeah. No, the Allah, the Chazal mandate that if you're leaving your house 2 weeks early, that you do a bedik and a beer then. That's Allah. So that's just not beer. That's not beer, so you gotta burn it. As opposed to when the Torah says, you buy a calendar. I have my Ezra's Torah calendar. It says, that's the bread of the Chometz biz. It tells you a certain time before which you have to burn the Chometz. That's the time. So if you get rid of it 3 hours earlier or 3 days earlier, it's before the time. So therefore you wouldn't have to burn it. You could throw it down the toilet. Oh, this is Rashi Shita on both sides. Before we answer the Kashrus, which normally we raise all over again, let's first see the other two Shitas in Rishon. I just use the word two advisors. You know, there's always that third opinion which comes in there. But of course, Tosis comes first. What a Tosis Lemsha. Let's come turn back to Tosis, please. We saw so far reference in the Rosh Tosis. We didn't really see Tosis inside. Well, the first time in the top, you're days in the days. The Shalom Bishas Biuro Hainu Acha Sheish. Sherov Ola Mivarin Bishesh Kitikun Chachamim. Everybody except for Bissel Baravro. Right? Vita'amom Mishum the Yolof Minosar. Bahainu Li Acha Risuro. Avol Bishas Biuro the Hainu Bishesh. Kevin Shaena Mitzvah Levaro Elamidirabonon Hashbasasa Bukhaldava Bechaisa Vishana Perakosha. How do Rabbi Netanya exactly the reverse of Rashi? Exactly the reverse, not just completely the reverse. What? Shan Amasai, Rabbi Yudah said in the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yudah Amasai. When do I have to burn it? Shalom Bishas Biuro, which means when? After 12. Why is that called Shalom Bishas Biuro? According to Rabbi Netanya, the Brisa is Rabbanan speak, right? Remember that? I told you, I quote the Rashi, I gave you an answer before. It's the Brisa speak. Talking on the level of the Brisa. Quote the Tam, it's talking on the level of the Rabbanan. So after 12, it's called Lo B'Shat Biuro. You should have burned it earlier. I guess the Mishnah that gives you the Aleph and Beis. It's Chila Shech. Avo B'Shat Biuro. Before 12 o'clock, Hashba Sotso B'Chol Dovo. You can eliminate it any way you please. Anyway, you please. Yeah. You may ask again, how could Chazal tell you to burn the chametz early and thereby eliminate completely the mitzvah to say the right to tashbis? After that, you have to never burning it. The answer he said before, they were the minchas chinuch. That the Chazal had the power to do so, and they felt it was warranted. Oh, this is Tosfos Shita. Most Rishonim in the whole Tosfos. Then who was the third Shita about that? The Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor comes again. We had it on the board yesterday. He is an independent thinker. Yeah, terrific. He's a Rashi, he's a Tosfos. Rashi's wrong. Rashi has it backwards. So in terms of the actual reading of the text, he accepts Tosfos. But of course, he's always independent. Page Ham and Aleph in our print. With a small Aleph, it says, Uperush Rabbeinu Shlomo Buchlefa Shita Zu. Rashi has it backwards. Lo Mashakodan Zvan Yisuro Ubisrefa Lachman Yisuro Bashpasa Choldova. The age of Chubas Harbe, Vaperish Venochan Uke Shekosab. He just gives him a pat at the back. The right Pshat, the Al Pshat, Rashi is wrong. That's just the end. But what is his Pshat in fact? What is his Pshat? The Rashi is wrong. What do you mean Rashi is wrong? Rashi says that before it's Bisrefa Lachman Yisuro Choldova, that's wrong. See, subscribe to Tosfos Pshat. What is Tosfos Pshat? Fakeret, backwards. What? Before this man is what? No. Shall, again. Let's read it inside. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, the top line. Baal HaMor. Have another place? Heyman Al, top line? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Amosai Shalom Bishat Sviro. Pirish Mishesh Shos Ulamala. Kimosha Shanina Bibishna Seinim. Of Arzmano Asabana Asa. Lo Yasu Botana Vikirai. Uke Kinder Vigamala Tricha Gabuda Dama in Bihometala Bistrape. The Gomelo Minosa. Shakol Shaobas Manachi Lasso. Who Bistrapefo. Avo Bishat Biuro. Hashba Sasso Bichol Dova. When is that? When is Shat Biuro? When is Shas B'Euro? Shas B'Euro. Zuhi Shah Chamishis. Shuzman B'Digas Chamas Rabbi Yehuda. Kidded not. Here's what we saw yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bolkin or Yudal, the Yudala Shachas of Shas Abir. Uvim Farash B'Euro Shalmi, we read this yesterday. Hey Deinu Shas Abir, Omer Abba Chamishis, Rabbi Yehuda. So what did the Baal HaMor say over here? What did he say? What did he say? What's Pshat and Gemara? Shas B'Euro are both there, the fifth hour. And then in the fifth hour he says, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can be mashbis, give me mashbis, the called up. When must you burn, says Rabbi HaMor? After the beginning of the sixth hour. Sixth hour. Seventh hour. Why? Derived from no, sir. Achas Vadi Surah, in effect. I'm troubled with one word I must tell you in the Baal HaMor. And that word is Kol Sha'ovar's Man Achiloso. Who bistrefa, the third line. After all, we pass the Zman Achilas over what time? Not 11 o'clock, rather when? 10 o'clock. Yesterday's Torah, right, yesterday's Torah. Kol She'ovar Zman Achilas when he's a Chefza. As opposed to 10 to 11 with the Brisker Rav Shad, it doesn't need to gather. That's how I don't know how to get out of that problem. Oh, okay. Then he comes with a very important line. A very important line. Right before the Aleph. He says, L'fichach dikres shat habir shoch habishas. Kemosh alamadim in Ayrishalmi, yuminat al-sechta. Ipnei Shebisofa Yisrechas Chafetz. Why is it called the fifth hour Shasabir? We already saw this a little bit yesterday. Because at the end of the fifth hour when you burn the Chafetz, how do you know? Kiditnan v'sorfa b'tchila sheish. And what does t'chila sheish mean? Sof Chomesh. We saw this yesterday. Says the Balavar, v'komakom ad sof shor hei hashba soso b'chol davar v'ein tzorech l'troach l'laket eitzim. The Balavar, in that last line, has a brilliant shot in the sugya. A brilliant shot in the sugya. What's the brilliant shot? Let's take a look on the Gemara itself. Open. Go back to the Gemara, please. The Rabbi just, I saw, by the way, the Rabbi just asked the Miri's kasha. That's what I wanted to see the Rabbi for. Because I didn't see the Miri. Close the Gemara later on, no? The Rabbi Aleph? Remember that? You saw that Rabbi Aleph? He quotes that Gemara Chafala, which we already spoke about. I think I should have showed it to you before the Rabbi. This is two lines. The Rabbi says, Chilas Kol Shor, the Kash against Rashi, right? Ein b'chavat al Sreifa, that's Avos Mano. So that's pointed out. Miri's parents, fine. Here, look at the Gemara. The Gemara said like this: we may never forget, Rabbi Osai, the context. What's the Gemara talking about over here? The context is a new pshat of Yudashid of waiting of Asrin eating in fifth hour, Singavia Wood. Right? Singavia Wood. Back to Gemara, what are you talking about? Amos, I shall love Bashas Biuro. I will Bashas Biuro, Hashba Soso, Bechol Dova. So what did the Balamor say? A guy has no wood. No, what should he do? Burn early or late? Early or late? Early! Burn it early. Not like Rashi. What a Rashi if you have no wood? Burn it late. Right? You have to burn the sixth hour. Correct? That's they both agree. Okay? So what do you do if you have no wood? So the Balamar is a burn it in the morning? Not a crack in the morning. You burn it about finished. What do you worry about? Wood, just burn it 9 o'clock in the morning. Throw it out at 9 o'clock in the morning, right. But the Rashi had Rav Shah. Wait till 12 o'clock. Now wait a minute, which Shah is smoother? Is Balamor smoother or is Rashi smoother? Balamor is so smooth. It's a brilliant Shah. So gewaldic. So it was such a gewaldic of Shah, that what bothered me even more is what? What? No. Why didn't Rashi learn this Shah? Because Rashi could learn everything he said until now. Rashi, he had a bird over here. Whoa, hold on a second. Whoa, 1 minute. Let me first formulate the question again. What's the question against Rashi? How did Rashi learn Shah in the Gemara? What did Rashi say? Shalom b'shat b'yuris b'shesh. So if it's in the sixth hour, you have to burn it. Correct? The Balamor also agrees, in the sixth hour, you have to burn. Coming from a different way, but they both agree you have to burn in the sixth hour. Okay? So the Gemara is asking Akasha, so what do you need wood for? What do you need wood for? Rashi said, wait till the seventh hour. Balamor said, burn it in the morning. So that's such a good chat to Balamor. One of the questions told to raise against Rashi was, what do you mean wait until 12 o'clock? How can you wait till 12 o'clock? Aren't you taking a chance? Right, you're taking a chance, they may eat it. Just say burn in the morning. Why did Rashi like that? Oh, get rid of it in the morning, right? So I keep saying it wrong. So I think I know Pshat and Rashi. I think I know why Rashi didn't like the Balamor's Pshat, even though it's so appealing at first glance. I think it'll answer your kasha too, no. My first kasha. What do you mean wait till 12 o'clock? You mean vatal the mitzvah of beer chometz? What do you mean wait? I'd rather recommend you go around like a beggar, search all the garbage dumps, find wood, and burn the chometz. Tana is like this, Rabotai. If you see this Rashi. There is an Inyan, he called. It's a significant matter, it's a proper thing to do, to burn the Chametz in the sixth hour. Correct. Precisely because it's such a significant matter, Rashi feels, it's inappropriate to advise somebody to take his Chametz at 9 o'clock in the morning and throw it down the toilet. How can you give this advice? If you could only wait till 11:30, at 11:30 you could burn the Chametz in the kind of Indian, right, this mitzvah of Sreifas Chametz to Be'esh Mamish. We tell me a guy, giving a guy advice at 9 o'clock to burn the Chametz. Wait, be patient. See, now at 11:30, Yeshua is Hashem Kerafayim. The wood will come from somewhere or other, and you'll be able to burn the Chametz Kedasa Kedin. You would not properly advise somebody to burn earlier. Only. Kola Kitim. It's 12 o'clock. Every second the clock ticks, you buy all by a month, you're a problem of. So 12 o'clock comes and you have no wood. So then the Rabbanim will tell you, listen, mister, we don't want to give you advice to be about the Indian of Chametz Bistrefa. What can we do? We have to give you proper advice. We'll get us from malpractice. What do you mean you told me that? You told me to wait around, waiting for wood. Every second I'm waiting for wood, it's costing me. By all by multi points. So we have no choice but to tell the guy to burn the chametz at 12 o'clock because the deadlines have all passed to get rid of the chametz. So the deadlines have all passed. 1 second. 1 minute. So the deadlines have all passed. Oh. Aye, but Rashi's lashon is so harsh. But Rashi has a lashon over here. The Torah is lama. Im ein lo eitz and yantem at shas viro yish b'senem b'chol. Torah is lama. Don't you want to fulfill the inyan of bir chometz b'srei from amish b'eish? I think the answer is as follows, Rabbi Osai. Look, we already pointed out that this time is called man viro la viuda only on a level of the rabbanon. But the right of man b'yura was after 12 of Yudah. So it's an inyan l'chadchila of the Rabbanah. So we say, look, if the person is willing to just wait around till the dot of 12, the clock strikes exactly 12, and at that very moment to throw it down the toilet, so we can't really expect that this guy in Erev Pesach to sit around and look around all over the place for wood. It's not fair to make him have so much Torah. To advise him to get rid of his chametz by flushing down the toilet at 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. That's bad advice. You never know. A guy will walk in with some wood. But if 11 o'clock comes, and the Erev Pesach is busy checking his lettuce for broth, or making his matzahs, or whatever he's doing, opening the wine bottle, making the wine, whatever he's doing, those. You're going to tell the guy, well, no, stop everything, look for wood. What? It would be a daraisa, okay? Daraisa. But the whole Indian, quote-unquote, is only the Rabbanon, because mid-daraisa is only after 12, we said before. This whole idea of Zman Beer before 12 is the Rabbanon. So for this mitzvah, the Rabbanon, the Chazal said, listen, Torah, Zalom, it is with other things, just wait till 12. 12? No brayer, the deadline is up. You can throw it out the window. But to tell it out the window at 10 o'clock, which is what Balamor told him to do, Rashi couldn't handle it. Why? You'd be mevavel this mitzvah lechatchila prematurely. Wait around 10, 11. Who knows who'll walk into the house with the wood on his back? That's how I understood Shita's Rashi. Yes.
Right.
But yet, Erev Pesach, though, you know, we expect that everybody needs to be in the beer, they don't have to sort of also have this communal type of thing. That I mean, I don't know.
Everybody's busy. Believe me, all the lumberjacks were around with their eating in the morning. So,
that's a good question. I don't know. Yeah?
Rashi says if you have the word, you should not be definitely for that week.
Sure not. you have wood, according to Rashi, you should burn it right then and there. But to ask him from eating, listen, no, that's what it really boils down to. To ask him from eating Yankee Doodles, that's what it comes down to. See, the reason why I can't have a seven-layer cake and a strawberry shortcake is why? You spend an hour running around town looking for wood. And what do you gain by this wood? To burn it in the 6,000 to be fulfilled. When there's an alternative to wait till 12 o'clock, and at that time, you can throw it out, you're not even going to bottle anything. The deadline's passed, so you have no choice but to do it. So it's not right to demand from this to forego a whole hour of eating chametz, to schlep the hour running around Erev Pesach to get wood for this purpose when there's an alternative to wait till 12, and at 12 it's going to hold over and throw it out. But the Baal HaMoros Pshat, which indicates that he should throw it out at 9 o'clock in the morning, because if he waits till later on, it'll be too late, he's going to have to burn a bedaf and he has no wood. So Rashi couldn't accept that because it's too early. Yes? It is a big kiddush. It's still a kiddush. I would have said, if not for Rashi, what do you mean? Stop the Yankee Doodles. Stop making wine and making and checking your lettuce and whatever else you're doing and taking your matzahs. And go look for wood to be mekayim the mitzvah, although the rabbanon, I agree. But even a mitzvah rabbanon is something which is significant. And burn the chametz bedafka at 11:30. So now I'm telling you a kiddush. It's only with the rabbanon. And you're not going to prematurely cancel your ability to do the mitzvah in advance. But rather, you're just going to wait till it's too late, and then you have no alternative, and you'll do it by throwing out at 12 o'clock. So, the Gemara thinks that that's a better alternative than prohibiting for all out these comments and making him run around the stuff to gather wood. Yes?
You're right in the Tumpley. That's exactly the point Rashi's saying. You don't have to go out and look for the and get the wood. Even if the Tumpley had all the wood, you're right now being Osik in the midst of preparing the Seder. So, if you like a bomb where he says, go out
Throw down the wood from the top of the window. You're busy with the mitzvah. When you get to the deadline, now you have no time. Could be, could be. Rabbi Osa, question: it says in the Mishnah, we'll have to begin this question now, or we'll have to finish it tomorrow. We may not even start it now. Yes. Lechatchila, you have no wood. I mean, if you have wood, you shouldn't do it. But you have no wood. So you're not living in the world of Lechatchila. The world of Lechatchila, there's a beautiful fireplace burning right next to you. Music is playing. I mean, a million dollars is coming down from the sky. I mean, that's an ideal world. But yeah, the guy has nothing.
You have to take off from work 2 days before to go find wood.
No, I don't want to measure this, that requirement. Yeah, yeah. The Baal HaMoros basically in its pshat agrees with Shita Satosis. Oh, that's what Tosna Tosin never spelled it out, correct. Tawa Tosin Pshat. The Gemara now says what? Hashba Sasa Bechol Dovar. So therefore what? The Gemara said before, Yavad Rabban and Shah has looked for Eitzim. So Gemara is Kasha going to Shita Rabban and Tam, Tosfis. Hey, Masai. Shalom b'shas b'yuro. That means what? That means no. After chatzos, I will b'shas b'yuro, which is before chatzos. Hashbasos b'chol davar. So therefore, what? So you have no problem. Likud eitzim, just throw it out the window. Rabbi Baal HaMoros has a bigger chiddush. He moved it up an hour. Move back an hour, right? Yeah, correct. Oh, for both sides, the mice. When did the burn your chametz? It says in the Mishnah, the sorf and betchilat sheish. So at first glance, there's nothing to talk about. Enough for the Mishnah. How often to be clearer than that? The sorf and betchilat sheish. Says the Baal HaMoros, as a matter of fact. Baal HaMoros back in Zion, the sugya of Mekadesh B'Sheshos on the Maila, we've learned already before, that the Doraisa, you must eliminate the Chometz at 12, even according to Rav Shimon. You can eat it, all right, but you have to eliminate it at 12, right? And with the Rabbanon, you must eliminate the Chomet at 11. And that's the Pshat in the Balamor, that Tchilat Shesh means Sof Chomet, with the same way as with the Raisa. You can't take a chance on the Dot of 12. So too with the Rabbanon. You can't take a chance on the Dot of 11. That's what the Balamor said, that although it says in the Mishnah, Tchilat Shesh, but it really means the fact that it was when? Sof Chomet. That's the Balamor. Can't take a chance. The Efshel Tzam saying. Of course, Rashi is an obvious and blatant and flagrant disagreement with the Balamor. Because what does Rashi say? No problem. Leave the Chomet there till 12 o'clock and then you'll throw it out. The Balamor would be doing somersaults. What? What are you saying? How can you say this, Rashi? How can you leave the Chomet every minute that goes on in that hour from 11 to 12 every second you're already sitting there Rabbanon? And at 12, he's probably also worried, how can you just be so mitzvah? Same. The truth of the matter is, in the Mordechai, the famous Rav Shmuley Palaiza of the Riva, basically seemed to be with Rashi. Because their whole dispute is how he had the chutzpah to leave the cookie till 12 o'clock. But to leave it until 11:30 didn't seem to bother anybody. Not the Rav Yitzchak of Roma, not Rav Shmuley Palaiza. Only the 12 problems that seem to bother him. Yeah, the truth of the matter is, from Rashi got the impression that he held like the Riva, you can wait till 12 o'clock. And that's the answer. Remember, you had it in your computer notes, I told you that the Arzaruah's Girsa, as opposed to the Mordechai, is to be fulfilled the Pirush Rabbeinu Shlomo. We saw in Amorachat, it has Rabbeinu Thomas in brackets. Brackets means they made a change in the Girsa. You bet it's a change. If you look in the Ozeruah, it said Rabbeinu Shlomo. How is the Rivah like Rabbeinu Shlomo like Rashi? Here's the answer. The Rivah kept the Chomet until 12 o'clock, and the basis of it is Rashi. Rashi right over here. Where Rashi says, no problem. Just hold on to the Chomet until 12 o'clock and then burn it. Excuse me. Then throw it out. You won't have to have Dafka Bisreifa. Yeah. Question. Quandra of any time. We already have the Balamor in one corner, Rashi in the other. What is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam? What does it mean, Sof Matzilat Shesh? Does it mean the beginning of the sixth, or maybe the end of the fifth? Does it mean you can really wait till the seventh? What does it mean? It's a pashtasis for the corner of Rabbeinu Tam. Matzilat Shesh is lav dafka. Lav dafka. Sorfe betchila shesh. Sorfe betchila shesh. Sorfe. Sorfe means to burn. Right? What does the Mishnah say? Just turn back one page. Rabbi Yudomer, sorfe betchila shesh. Gval! Rabbi Natanus got through saying a whole shot. Now what? According to Rabbi Yudomer, before shesh has prasasa, what? B'chol davar, b'ein ishalayel, against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's sorif and b'tchila shesh. Of course, that's where the Balamor is better than Tosfos. Balamor pulled a fast one. What did Balamor pull a fast? What did he do? Moved it up, what? An hour. Gevaldik. And Rashi's also an easy street. Because Rashi learns what? That dafki burn b'dafki b'tchila shesh. Rabbi Natan is a gachatur. How can he say sorf and betchila sheish? But Rabbi Natan just got through the next page, got through saying that before 12 o'clock, you don't have to burn it. It's against enough in the Mishnah. The answer is, the answer given by the pre Yitzchok. That's the last Maramokam over here in this little Chelik Aleph Simon Yudches. Where was it not? You have it in front? You have it here? I'll find it for you. The pre Yitzchok quotes of Bir HaGroh. They put the Gro on the Maramakomas independently. That's very important. I think you wouldn't find the Pre Yitzchok, but you'd find the Gro. Could be you didn't find the grow either.
The grow. Algebra
is the same thing. Algebra is
the same. It's all, it can't decipher.
Oh, you can't decipher.
I went to go to Algebra, but they don't sell it.
Ah, chutzpah. Okay. He says a lot. He says this is a tremendous amount. But without the Birkas Eliyahu, it's very hard to decipher. I agree. I agree. I have to bring my Birkas though in here so you can look at it. He deciphers it beautifully. The Vilna Gaon comes up with a Chiddush Gadol Me'od. We understand the Machlokas of Yudin Chachamim, High Olimet Chachamim, straight for B'chol Dover. Quant of Yudin straight for Dafka, Quant of Chachamim, B'chol Dover. Now I ask you a question, just on a very simple level. According to the Chachamim, is there anything to be gained by burning Chametz as opposed to pulverizing and throwing it into the Dead Sea? I would say what? No. That's what I would say. So the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says, the Machabe says, Kesa Bir Chametz, Sarfo Oporo Vizora Leruach Azorko Laya. Ramba. Okay? Uchigirsa af mefarer. What do you mean af mefarer? And even if you don't know the girsa of af, says the Mishnah, says the Vilna Gaon, Bikom gom af mefarer. It means that way. Bidikom Arab Yuda, Elos Reifa. He's the name Bikom is Elos Reifa. So therefore, the Chiddush of the Vyamam and the Shulchan Aruch is, you can even what? Pulverize. V.O. Here's a key line. The E.F. Shalomar. The kolam asnisin de perakama v'chol abraisa the kulam tnan sorfin hakol kerabi Yehuda. It's impossible to say that all those stam mishnayis and braises that they all are going according to Rabbi Yehuda. But it says it. We'll see what they are. Ella af the chachamim eager b'sreifa. Iga bisreifa. That's his key line. Af the chachamim, iga bisreifa. Even the chachamim will argue Rabbi Yehuda hold that the preferred method of eliminating chametz is sreifa. If that's the case, it's pre-yitzchak. We understand very well the Mishnah of Yud Aleph Beis. The sarfin b'tchilas sheish. I asked the kasha before. What do you mean sarfin? B'chol davar. Sure, b'chol davar. But the best way is sreifa. Now. Where are all these Mishnayos and Brises? And the Vilna Gaon says it can't be that all of them go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Well, let's list them off. First, he gives a whole series of people. Who are they? Rav Meir, Rav Yossi, Rav Shimon, Rav Gamliel, Rav Elezer, Rav Yeshua, Rav Elezer Ishbar Tusa. That's a whole series of individuals who all use the word Sarfin. Anybody want to know where they are? Let's just end with this. Let's give a who's who of people who use the word Sreifa, and the Gra can't believe that every last one of them holds like a Yehuda, not Machlokas. It's inconceivable to the Gra. Well, who are they? Rav Meir is right over here. On Yud Aleph from Adve. Leo say, Vesar from Mitzchila Shesh, last three words in the Mishnah. Okay? You have so many Tanoim. With Rav Elezer Ishbar Tusa. That's not the Gemara on the next Mamakot. Tav Yud Gimel and Aleph. So all these Tanoim hold straight for Dafka. It's inconceivable. So the Gra says you must come to the inescapable conclusion that even according to the Chachamim, the straight is the preferred way. That's the case of Pre-Yitzchak. That's the answer to the question over here. How can you understand the story of Mitzchilas Sheish where you don't have to burn it meeker?
Still one more?
I don't know. I think so.
I want to point out that
we said it yesterday, Shir, about the Karban Asano, the Rashi and Chavzayin of Adveiz, about burning the Chametz
when you leave your house and 20 days or so before Pesach, so the Talmidim Shavi, the Mishnah Berurah, we spoke about it ourselves a while ago, said you don't make a bracha on that bedika because you don't do the beer right away. It's against Shitas Rashi. Perhaps so. Perhaps it depends if you have the capacity to do it later or not. If you can't carry the chametz around with you, then you have to burn it right away. And after that,
still one more?
I don't know. I think so.
No. I want to point out that we said it yesterday in Shir about the carbon asano, the Rashi and Chavzayin of the days, about burning the chametz when you leave your house 20 days or so before Pesach. So the Talmidim Shavi, the Mishnah Berurah, we spoke about it ourselves a while ago, said you don't make a bracha on that bedika because you don't do the beer right away. It's against Shitas Rashi. Perhaps so. Perhaps it depends if you have the capacity to do it later or not. If you can't carry the chametz around with you, then you have to burn it right away. And that'd be what Rashi was talking about. If you can carry it with you, then it's a different option. I'm not sure if there's a dispute between Rashi and Mishnah Berurah or not. Okay, Rabotai. We ended off the shiur yesterday with the discussion of the word sorfin, found so many times in the first parak. The Vilna Gaon says that the word sorfin should not be construed to mean that all these Tanoim hold like a Yehuda Shita, that ain't be a Chama Tel Abisrei. Rather, the means is that even according to the Rabbanan who say that the Hashpasos of the Chol Davar, still the Ikro Abisrei, the preferred way or the main way of eliminating the Chama Tel Abisrei. I saw, yes?
I assume that they don't
hold
like a Yehuda.
Okay, it's too much. Too many. Can't be. It's so many Tanoim. They should be called Chachamim already. They have a whole coalition. But this is important because I left it in my room. There's a magazine called Mesorah, put out by the Orthodox Union. Yeah, bring it. It's a little, I want to show this on me. I just left it on my desk by mistake. And they have, every year, they have things from Rav Soloveitchik, the Koran of the Rav. So this one, I think it's Besorah Gimel, they have a whole series in Yonei Pesach from the Rav. And there, the following comment is sort of made almost as an aside, which is almost the Rav's greatness, his aside, a very pervasive name. I never thought of this before. Maybe someone else wrote it, I never thought of it. Remember the question we had, the question of the Mogen Avraham, which is kind of something we alluded to just yesterday. How can the Rambam say that you burn the chametz? Thank you. This is called the Sora Resident. I'm called Gamignoni Pesach from Rav Soloveitchik. This was printed Tav Shin Nun. I don't know if it's legal anymore. But in this particular article about Pesach, he has about this idea. He writes this as an aside. Quote the Mogen Avraham's Kasha. How could you burn chametz on Pesach according to the Rabbanon? But we have the Mishnah in Tzemura call Nikvarim Lo Yisarf. Why Lo Yisarf? Because we're afraid they're going to misuse what? The Efer. So the Rav says, Yilu fi de Riagro Nicha. Tafilu aliba de Chachamim Yesh Din Shel Sreifa. Umemela Pshitish de Muzal de Sarfa. In other words, if Sreifa according to the Chachamim is no better than flushing it down the toilet, because it was Mashmasos of the Chol Davar. What's the difference? So then, what right do you have to burn it? You only cause a takkala, you cause a problem, you gain nothing, you're supposed to stand to lose everything. But even according to the Chachamim, the main way of eliminating the Chametz is Sreifa, with the gears of Af, Mefar, Rezor, Leruach. And the way the Gra says, then of course, that's the permissible way to do so. It's the preferred way to do so, even though it's not the only way to do so. To fulfill the mitzvah tashbis to be called over, but some of the ikara of Israel. Only question that bothers me about the Gra is where's the source for it? That's what bothers me. Your question doesn't bother me, but I have a different question. How do you know it? If you have a formal, rigorous derivation from Nosar, it should be only straight. If you don't, it should be called over. Why? I can see in the Mishnah that it's true, because he thinks sorf and sorf and sorf and sorf. But how do all these Mishnayos know it? Why should it be? Let's just say I thought it's straight, but you know, when you throw it into the ocean, it's still there. And even if it's pulverized, it's somehow still there. And if it's buried, it's still there. When it's burned, oh, then it's not there anymore. So from logic, if you want to eliminate it, that's a greater elimination, logically. But if you don't say with that, then how do you know it? But maybe that's what the Gaon meant, although he's very cryptic. Even after you look at the big book, it's still pretty cryptic. Yeah, but that's the logic of which I thought of on my own. But the Gaon doesn't say why. Karov is straight. It doesn't give you any reason for it. Yes.
I think to say that because the blessed is raised on the Emperor of Armutter, may answer that question.
I didn't say that's not for Mutter. That's not what the Rav said. He didn't say that the Afer is not for Mutter. The Afer may be awesome. Yeah. The Gemara implies that the Afer is a Mutter only called to Rabbi Yehuda. Let's assume the Afer is also called to the Rabbi. The Apal Pekin, although there's a potential for Takala, but you have to look at the risk-benefit ratio. There's a risk of Takala, but then there's a benefit of doing the Ikaro. The Ikaro is Srefer. That's what I think the Rav meant. Although I thought of the same question myself, it's also written somewhat cryptically, and it's not the Rav's own writing anyway, so I think that's what it means over here, yes.
If the Pshat is, as the Rav portrayed, is like the real
Pshat,
how come the
Mechaba
might be following
that? No, the Rav is taking Pshat in the Mechaba that way. Because the Mechaba is also an app, correct?
No, he said Mechaba gives you the option. Says,
no. Well, the key word is the Gaon, from Namah to go on the word app. That's his whole shtel is on the word app. One word, two letters. Right, because the Mechaber says, one second. Rambam, Sorfo opor v'zor l'ruah. So he says, Sorfo, says the Gra, Rambam, uchagirsa af. What do you mean af? Why do you put sorry first? Because it means that the main thing is sreif. The main thing is sreif. Now the Rabbi Yehuda's name, Birchametz, Ella sreif. He also has to have dafka sreif. According to Chacham, you can also have sreif. That's the
We'll get to that later.
But the Goyin is saying, as I said before, all those Mishnayos and Brises, go on, the Chomel Levadai after Chachamim Iker be a Chomet Besreif. Again, I don't know how the I assume the Gemara meant to have the Gemara know it. That's the question. Okay, I don't know.
Question.
Next question. We say that the Achas Mani Suro, you must do straight. That's the Ikas Man of Straight, but the Achas Mani Suro. When? So we assume, that's like the Pashup Shah, everyone assumed I thought that way. From 12 o'clock on, right? That's where I made the time, 10 and Tulsi, you're based in Midbay. Shalom B'Shah, Spiru, Hanan, Achar, Sheish. The role for all environment, Sheish, Tikna, Chachavim. And the Ika's matter is after, anytime after 12, but he has to be with Dr. Besreif, according to Rabbi. The Taz, however, seems to disagree. The Taz seems to hold an incredible sheet. Only on Pesach itself, that you absolutely require Sreifa, according to this opinion. I thought the Mefarshim explained what the Taz wants. It's him in Tuf Mem Hey, Siv Cotton Bays. Chametz Viv Pesach, okay. Could be based upon that. Could be. There's a problem with it, which is the Gemara Chav Zayin of Edith, we just saw. Remember we saw the Gemara yesterday? Yoshev Batel. He'll have no wood. He'll be Yoshev Batel. What do you mean Yoshev Batel? If you talk about Erev Pesach, we understand. Yoshev Batel. How so? So the answer is, assume like those we showed him who maintain, there's no Bayiro Bayimotze on Erev Pesach. There's no Tashbisu without firewood. There's Yoshev Batel. He does nothing. He literally keeps his feet. He has his hands tied. He doesn't do anything. Yoshev Batel. Yoshev Batel. Fine. But if you learn like the Taz, that is only referring to Yosef proper. What do you mean Yosef Batel? No, Chas V'Chalila. He won't be Yosef Batel. He'll have no choice but to do what? Throw the Chametz out the window. Why? Because the Bayerol Bayimate. He won't be Yosef Batel. So therefore, it seems that the pshat in the Gemara implies referring to a case of erev Pesach. You see, Pasha pshat, and that's how I read the Tosfos also, that once 12 o'clock comes, you have to burn it. Not only after Pesach begins. So the Tosfos was a very minority view. That's yochid. We already discussed, Rabbi Osai, the question of chilat sheish in the Mishnah. What does it mean? Does it really mean the sixth, or does it really mean the fifth? We pointed out the case of Mishnah, I think we had in the Mount of Thomas before, 2 days. Am I right? It means the beginning of the sixth or the end of the fifth. So give a look on the Rosh for a second. Look at the Rosh. Very interesting language in the Rosh. In the beginning of Siman Yud. It's not about brachas, but he makes a very pointed statement. Derek, we had this a long time ago. You've never paid any attention to the time. The last three lines of the first column of page 246, where he says, Uma she'ein mevorchen al bir b'shoa chamishis b'shoa shumotzi achomets ben avayit. Wow. So the Rosh, this sort of as an aside, says shoa chamishis. This is a very remarkable statement. He seems to be holding that Tchilat Sheish means so chomesh, like the Baal HaMor said. Unless we should say something else. Recall a few lines earlier in the Rosh, in Siman Tes, he says it's a custom, which is not found anywhere but Farish in the Gemara, to say Bittel, not only Erev Pesach by night, but also a second time when? Ooh, by day. Now we know the Gemara says explicitly that you can only do Bittel when, until what? Until the end of the fifth hour. When it's Enish Shalom, you can't do Bittel. Maybe that's the pshat in the Rosh. The reason why we eliminate the Chometz in the Shoch HaMish is not because the Gemara demanded. No, the Gemara says Tchila Sheish. But since we now have this custom of a second Bittel by day, and this custom of Bittel by day requires us to burn the Chometz before the Bittel, as the Ramos should do the Bittel of the Chometz Shalom. So therefore, by if you put everything together, there's no choice but to do the second, but to do the beer in the fifth hour. Not what? Right, exactly. So the question when the Rosh in the bottom, that you have the Shoah Chamishis, is he simply reflecting the custom which he reported back in Siman Tes? Or do you mean, no, even Mika the Gedina the Gemara, there's no Bittul by day. You still, that Tchilat Sheish means really Sof Chamish. That's the question I can't answer. But bottom line, it does say this. Now, Minig Yisroel, I thought I was catching with. Minig Yisroel, there are more causes to burn Chamish. At first glance, this Minig is like nobody. Mamish like nobody, makes no sense for anybody. Who said you should burn the chametz? Don't we burn the chametz in the fifth hour? Because I just explained to you now, we can't do it in the sixth hour, it's too late. So to burn the chametz in the fifth hour at first glance makes no sense. Quarter of the time, once 12, only after 12 was it must be burned, before that's what's supposed to be called up. According to the Baal HaMor, 11. According to Rashi, also 11. So the Rosh, only Shah Shishis. So why do we burn? So one way, there are two ends, and it goes back to what we spoke about in Shia yesterday. One way is the Tur. The Tur denies his father the Rosh, says his father is wrong at this point. A Rashi would require you to burn Chavetz as early as a month before. Chavzayim obeys the Rashi. Therefore, when you burn the Chavetz in the fifth hour, which is what we do, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Sreif according to Shita's Rashi. That's one answer. However, a second answer might be, even if the Karban Asana was right, Rashi only demands that we burn the chametz when you are required to eliminate chametz. Could be that since the minig evolved to do a second bitul, which must be done in the fifth hour, which forces you, as we just mentioned a moment ago, to burn the chametz, to eliminate the chametz in the fifth hour, so that became an effect shat habir. It was shat habir midaraisa was after 12 o'clock, and midarabanan between 11 and 12. And now since Takonas HaGaonim, or whoever it may be, to do a second Bittul, now Shasabir became what? The fifth hour. So the big difference. According to my second shot, you only have to burn in the fifth hour. Not in the morning. According to the first shot we gave, based on the Torah, you have to burn in the morning. So there are many people who burn Chametz in the morning. You know, they go to shul, they have the Siyam B'charis, they have the last schnapps with cake, whatever they have over there. And then they take their bag of chametz and they're going to work. They have no time to sit around and to come back at 10:30 in the morning and start burning chametz. They're busy in their office. According to the Torah, you do it at 10 o'clock in the morning. Whereas according to Shitas HaKarban and Donald, you can't. You got to do it at 10:30 in the morning. You can't do it at 10:30 in the morning. So then point the shliach. Give it to, like we have, put it in the garbage can and we'll burn it for you. Right? Because we have a shul, we have a garbage can, and whoever wants to put their bag in there on the way out, puts it there. We'll leave it on the table, and then we hope to remember to take it from the table, and we put it into the garbage can. We burn it in front of the shul. That's what we do every year. Yeah? Right. According to the carbon, it's not the raw material. It could have just easily taken it and thrown into the garbage can. Could have easily thrown it to the toilet. But according to the Torah, l'chora, or please don't make that be l'chora, according to the Torah, l'chora, they're accomplishing something. Why are they accomplishing something? Because why? Why? Because it's within 30 days, they're burning chametz, and it sounds like they are accomplishing something. But I'm not so sure that's even true. We'll come to it in a few minutes. Yes?
I would like to give an answer to the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam was always known for upholding the minhag even when there was no time for it. Now, it could be at one time...
I don't want to hear that. I gave a reason for it. I don't want to hear that. No time. I want to have there is a time. Yes?
We incorporate the drushes from the sound, but it's really karmas for
Israel. You mean another reason? It's like a different reason why we burn the chametz. Yeah. Because it's karmas for Israel. Even according to the chachamim, who say that you can be mavashmas b'chol davar, but still the car of Israel. That'll be the simplest reason. If the girl is right, then that would solve all the world's problems. You have no question to begin with. That's right. Correct. 100% correct. Yeah. I saw a chumrah, which I want to mention to you, in Rav Sternberg Tagoda, Lord of Uzbek. I still didn't bring it in. Where he said you should burn the chumrah in your own property. In your own backyard. Don't burn it in the street, don't burn it in the shul, in your own backyard. Why? Well, I know you can figure it out. That's right. Because after all, the Ramban says that the only time you're in violation of the Rabbi Yimotze is if the Chometz is in your house. Once it's out of your house, so then it's Midoraisa and it's no Rabbi Yimotze. So the same way as the Ramah says, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes, you have to burn Chometz Shalom. So now you have to burn Chometz Shalom, but Chometz Shalom, Bishuso, Bebeso. How do you like that?
In the shul garbage can, really
to shul, I was wondering, the shul belongs to everybody. The shul is chater ha-shutfim. I don't know, maybe. I thought the whole thing is wrong. Yes?
What?
No, I understand that, but you have to take chametz which you otherwise would be violated by Rabbi Matzion and eliminate it through burning. I'll tell you why I thought it was wrong. You know why? Look, Manashah. We already pointed out, on a level of Doraisa, so the Chometz only has to be burned much later, right? The seventh hour, really. That's when the Chiyav is to do Gavka Sreik, which is called the Rav Poskim, right? Elamai, why do we burn it even earlier? Pashas is Bidder Rabbanon. Bidder Rabbanon, we said before, Rabbanon made the sixth hour the Shas HaBiyur, they made the fifth hour the Shas HaBiyur, as the case may be. Only talk about a level of the Rabbanon, and the Rabban himself said on the level of the Rabbanon, you're required to eliminate chametz even if it's in someone else's house. So this is, the whole beer is on the level of the Rabbanon anyway, so even though the chametz is not in your house, it's in someone else's house, but since with the Rabbanon you must eliminate it, I thought that it's okay to burn the chametz even if it's in the street or in someone's shul or in someone else's house as well. That's what I thought. Huh? Makes no difference to me. To me, makes no difference. I don't think that. I don't think so. Now, next. Yes. Maybe. I have a big problem though, with the whole thing, the whole story. All these guys who burn the chametz in the morning, I have a major problem. What is the nature of the mitzvah of burning chametz? Let's give you the following case. This is for an extreme case. I'm a ritual Jew. I like rituals. I'm not observant at all. I just like the ritual. So, on Passover Eve, I take the feather and the candle, and the spoon and the paper bag, and I make a bedik, pick nice tender. And of course, the next day morning, I come to the synagogue, and I take my my bag with the 10 crumbs of bread, and I throw it into the fire. Then I continue to eat bread the next 8 days, because I'm not observant. I just want to go through the ritual.
Probably
have some mat on the table too, maybe some mora, but I keep eating bread straight. Tell me, did I fulfill tashbisu? I want to know.
Maybe eating the tashbisu.
Well. That's right. But did I fulfill tashbisu? What do you say? Oh. So Aaron said, I thought it's a good svara. Pashtus tashbisu was only fulfilled if you get rid of all your thumbs. And pashtus, really? What should be the real determinant of tashbisu should be what you just said, what?
The last
bit of chametz. The pashtus. Hold on a second. So therefore the problem is the problem. If an individual will sell his chametz to a goy, as it's very commonly done today, and the sale is done when? In the fifth hour. So now, if he burns his chametz after the sale, well, those who are in shul, that's what we do. We sell it, then we burn it. Since you sold it, you have no chametz left but this little bag. This little bag you burn, so you become the bit of burning your chametz. But if you burn your chametz in the morning, that's not your last chametz. You still have a ton of chametz you're going to sell to the guy. And if for some reason that sale doesn't take place, did you fulfill something by burning the chametz at 9 in the morning? No! You're all by your own on 20 pounds of cake that's in your freezer somewhere, or your cookies are in your pantry. So the last thing that you do to get rid of chametz, the last act is what? For that person who is in his office. Is the sale that the rabbi's agent does at 10:30. So the question becomes then, does he still fill tashbisu? So I thought the answer is probably yes. You saw the rush said in Perek Beis Simen Dalet, that if you sell it to a guy, you do fulfill tashbisu. So machlokas, we'll get to a little bit later, if everyone agrees to the rush. But then I think the consent of you is to accept the rush. So you do fulfill tashbisu. Baruch Hashem. But then is there any point to burning in the morning? I want to know. You're going to, not like the case I gave before, the guy is mamash balaveira, with eating chametz straight through Pesach. If a guy is going to get rid of all his chametz, he'll burn one kezayis and then he'll sell 100 kezayis. Is he mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu kol Rabbi Yehuda? Or should we say no? Since the last 20 pounds that he got rid of were gotten rid of to a sale, who cares if he burned this before that? That's history. Yes.
Yes. The rabbi's sale takes place.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. That's what works for me. I'm the rabbi, I'm the shul, I'm selling the chametz, it's fine. But guys sometimes go to work, you know, in this world. So then, what do they do? So what they could do is take along a doggy bag, right, with their 10 crumbs, and somehow find a... No. Start find a fire somewhere downtown. They probably could find fires. I don't know exactly where. And whatever it is, I don't know. Maybe there's a place where you can find a fire, a fireplace. I don't know, an incinerator. I don't know what. And burn it there. But people in the downtown, it's not so simple to do that. So I'm saying, so let's say they can. So if they can, so then what's the point of burning it at all? So don't bother. You lie to the post who say it can be mashbit for cold over, including a sale. And that's it. The end. Hold on. So it seems to me it's followed. Yeah. Why don't heal?
I have one more question. When we say the distal, so we usually say the now they have to lay that.
No.
Christmas is a bit earlier. If it's Christmas in a bit less than Jason, well, the topic depends on the drug.
It's a very serious problem. A person who says bitl before the mechiras chametz, the bitl which he's mevatel everything, even that which he's going to sell, then how can he sell it? The answer probably is when he sells it, he's undoing the bitl. But still, it's a lot of not neat.
Before, so
no, the bitl before is only the lo chazite, we didn't see.
So
the bitl in the morning, he said the chazite is the lo chazite. So how can he... How can he split the bitl? A good question. Except for chutz mima she'em kol anachu, you have to add the air to the nefesh. Yes, ma'am.
If you find
chametz
on Pesach, right, you never destroy the last piece of chametz.
Well, the answer is simple. define the mitzvah, define the chametz of Pesach, you burn it then, you put the shmita then. After Pesach. Good question. A person found the chametz after Pesach. He never realized he owned it, he never sold it to a guy, nothing. Should we say that now that he never fulfilled Tashmisu? I thought the Pashas was yes. Shogay, he didn't realize, but if he eliminated three quarters of his chametz and one quarter he left in the closet, he forgot all about it, I thought there was no Tashmisu. What?
Not according to Rashi.
The Ran said before that well, you don't know what hurt you because you did your best you can in the Torah Samchal HaChazokas. Okay. Could be. That's the Ran of base. Could be. But let me go back. Rabbi Osai. Is it true that the critical criterion is the last Kazayin, which is what Aaron said? I thought Aaron was right. Mitzvara. But is it true? Because I even what I said before, the Grashita, that the Grashita would explain why we burn it, but if you're going to sell something later on, even the Grah won't help. Nothing's going to help. So Yeshua is a minig. A minig with Sarfo, even though it's not really Mikir Adin, because you're going to sell it later. I don't know if Ramon is going to sell it to sale directly. Ramon is very light on the sale. We'll get to it later. But for us, anyway, that's what the answer is follows. The Taz, first of all, Chris. The Taz is in Simon Tov, Mem Hazen, Button Bay. The following case. You find chametz in your house after the sixth hour. Erev Pesach, you see chametz. It says the Taz, you need not burn it. You said before, only Akas Mem Hazen, only on Pesach. So you don't have to burn it. Why not? He says, Shekvar Kiyeh Mitzvah Sreifa B'Shor Shishis. That's what the Taz says. Now wait a minute. If Aaron is right, that you only fulfill the Mitzvah Sreifa, you burn everything, and now I'm discovering new chametz I didn't know about, and I'm discovering an Erev Pesach. What do you mean, Kvar Kiyeh Mitzvah Sreifa B'Shor Shishis? It's not true. Because I have another Kazayas. I wasn't the kind of anything. Shor Shishis. So hold on. You get the impression from the Taz, I think you could be behind the mitzvah of Tashbisu, even without the last chametz. Of course, 1 second. We say the Taz is Shitosa. But the Taz says that you really know the only chiyuv is mikra din is only when, Sreif is only when, on Pesach. You can't wait till then, so it's only a minig anyway. One Taz Bechlal, it's only just a plain minig. So a minig, no, it's a minig you can be Mekayim even if you were found more chametz after. It's only a minig. But, according to what we said before, it's not just stam a minig, but it's a really big radin. Let's say, according to Shitas Rashi, we said that Shah Chavishas for us is considered man biyura with the carbon of sandals, mahala. Then the chorus should depend upon the last kazayas. The problem is in the rush. The rush, as we just learned today, says, Bishah Chavishas, Bishah Shemotia Chavishas Ben Abayas. So the rush conceived you got rid of the Chavishas in the fifth hour. Yet the Rosh himself says, we saw yesterday, that in the fifth hour, Tereg Beis and the Simon Gimel, B'shah Chamishis, Modes, and Shemavara, B'chol Dover. If you put the two Roshes together, so why should there be any idea, any minig at all, to burn the Chametz? Why? It could be like this, that yes, we bring the Chametz out earlier, it's true, in the fifth hour, but it's not really a tashbisu dikadin. It's only a sasyoga valyiroa, this extra hour, perhaps. And our minute to burn in the fifth hour really is against the rush for pashas. We consider it to be a fulfillment of tashbisu midirabona. Tashbisu midirabona only in the sixth hour. No, but since we have the minute of being mivatal, as I said before, have to be mivatal afterwards, so it extends to the fifth hour too. But the Rosh himself would seem not to think, but the Rosh over here says in the fifth hour, you don't have to do it. Even though he himself says, you have to get rid of it in the fifth hour. So what happened to the whole throat, the carbon, the sound, the whole business? So maybe the Rosh holds that extra hour is only a sug of Valyiroa, it's not considered a sakim of Tashbis. Maybe. Otherwise, the Rosh should have said that after Pirish Rashi, B'shoch Hamishas, Modesh, Shemavar, B'chol Dover, that was only before the Midik existed to get rid of it, B'shoch Hamishas. But he himself records 2 pages earlier in Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud, in Simon Yud. That's a little bit of a problem I have in the rush. But getting back to Aaron's original assumption, my first assumption about Aaron was what you said, Aaron, was as follows. It depends on the tour and the rush. According to the tour, you have to burn chametz according to Rashi 30 days before. What? 30 days is going to subsist with no chametz?
Eminem's
for 30 days? Ah. Fat Rachel. So I thought that's pshat. According to the Korban Nisano, what we call yesterday pshat vague, I think, right? If I have it right. That means that this mana beer is the last possible moment. So the part of that pshat is what Aaron said. The last possible moment, the last possible coming. But according to the Torah, and if you exist 30 days, then obviously Aaron is wrong. It's not limited to the last possible coming. So 30 days before is the last possible coming. He's going to eat chametz in 2 weeks and wherever it'll be, in restaurants or even in house, another room. Hold on. My first reaction, therefore, was that we could once again justify the minute of burning the chametz in the morning based upon the tour. Because the tour says it's a mitzvah for 30 days. He denies Aaron's premise about the last chametz. But after saying that, Aaron, and I'm sorry to say I thought you were wrong, I said, maybe you're right anyway. How can you be right? How can you be right? The Torah brings the right, the case has gone away through this. I think what Dov said has a lot of merit. Now, Mido writes here on both sides. The mitzvah of beer chametz is obviously the person depends upon the person. Every person must eliminate all of his chametz. So if on the level of the rice of the pashtas, you have to have eliminate the chametz which you own, the last chametz which you own. However, at least Mido Rabbana, and according to the Ramban, maybe even Midoraisa, it's not just a function of what you own, but it's also a function of what? Of the house. Bibotecha. Certainly Midorabona, because all our bones are both, because the chametz are on air, and the bones are tzorach sheyavayer, right? And it's determined by the home. And according to Ramban, maybe even Midoraisa, because of the idea of Bibotecha. So what occurred to me was, maybe Aaron is right even according to the Torah. And maybe, but just maybe, the only time the Torah says you have to burn the chametz v'davka for the 30 days before Pesach is if you're leaving your house. That's the Rashi's raya from the Rashi. I leave my house, so this is the last chametz from this house. So I have to burn it now. And I'm leaving the house completely. But if I'm at home and I'm eliminating chametz 2 weeks before Pesach and my house is still chock full of chametz, then maybe even the Torah would agree that there would be no obligation to burn that chametz. Yeah, taking over here, I own chametz, and I'm selling more chametz for 2 hours, or an hour, or half an hour to the guy. So what's the purpose of burning it? So maybe we're back to that in a minute. Maybe it would be. So we keep going back and forth. One more nakuda about this before I want to talk about the inyanim, personal inyanim. I have a nice little kutras over here to discuss it. And that is that the Mishnah we had. Remember the Mishnah we had? What did our Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that Masha Yimishayir Yanichenu Betzina. Yanichenu Betzina. Take a look, for example, in the Mordechai. It's the Tav Kuf Mem Aleph. We get a little glimpse. End of the Mordechai. Masha Mishaya Nechena Betzina Kotzer Rabbeinu Yavet Mikan Ayisi Omer Avodek Lel Yudalit Techav Levdikostel Sarfo. You hear it? Right away. As soon as you find it, you burn it. Why? But only Masha Mishaya Nechena Betzina what you need for breakfast. But everything else you burn right away. V'lo Manicho Ad Lamocha Mishat Biuro V'dikotoli Masha Mishaya the Masha Me'achilo Velokotari Masha Mustabim Dikasa Masha Mashayer. The old came into the time of Shemi of Tabo Fulda, the title of the fun of Cain Latsneo, also Latsneo, and the Mokhala Masina Batalmud. In other words, the Mordechai is saying that whatever you find, you burn immediately, right away, against our purpose. We don't follow this Mordechai. This whole idea of burning by day, where does it come from? Why burn by day? Again, the Mordechai doesn't exist. Now, the Rambam says the Beferish that way. Simatov Memhei, Sifal. The Ramah is very important, Ramah. Ba'aminig l'sarfa. We already pointed that before. Then he says, V'tol l'sarfa bayom, dumyer the noser, shenitzif bayom. So there's no chiddush in the Ramah. We don't find any word we show. It's made of a nudin. It's derived from noser, not burned by day, but not that bokeh, but where it's shetrofu. So chomash should be burned by day also. Ach, yeah. If we wrote to the star for miyad achar b'dika, kadesh lo yigarenu chulda, for shus b'yod, as we just saw in the Mordechai. Correct? Now, question. Is he going to be eating chametz for breakfast? Tashkis, yeah. Now, here we go again. Forget mechiras chametz. There's no mechiras. Breakfast he's going to eat. He eats chametz. Probably his own chametz. So this whole idea of burning the last kedayah baron now runs into a problem. Because the Ramah seems to be saying, hey, you burn your chametz at night, nothing wrong with it. Even if you're going to eat chametz for breakfast, so you didn't burn your last kazayas, you ate your last kazayas. Go back to the Balamor, and the Hashmata, the Dola Mizut, but even time to Hashmita, by eating the chametz for breakfast. That's your last kazayas.
It goes back to
the Balamor, isn't it? Hold on a second. One minute. So the Vilna Goyen says, that it's just a chumra bi'alma, because it's called as mani sura. We try to defend it as mikiradin, based upon the carbon asado. So you should wait. You should wait till 10:30. According to the tour, you can do it even before. You can do it 3 days before. So why not do it the night before? The pashtus, the purim, keep it around. You purim with the hashbas is chometz because the. So it comes out, it's within 30 days. However, we could say no, one of two things. Maybe dafka at night, maybe dafka by day. Because you see the Me'iri we had back a while ago, the Me'iri said that the mitzvah begins Leil Arba'ot. Remember that one? It was, we saw that Me'iri inside. Leil Arba'ot. So there is a difference between Leil Arba'ot, for example, and the day before that. Shloshos and Shneimot. That's one. Number two, we saw the chat which said Achile. At the Mamam, the Ramban of Firashi. The Mice at Tashbisa was done when? It's done before Chatzot. And the Kiyum is when? At Chatzot. So for that reason alone, I would say it's better to wait until at least the morning to do the beer. Forget about Noser. Noser to me is a Shverei Yafusa. So I gotta say, although I think I'm right, but no one else agrees with me, the Ramban didn't give my reason. He didn't say, because of Achilek, because the mitzvah, do the Maisa mitzvah of Tashbisu Pdaska B'yom, as I thought what Pashup Shah was in the Gemara, or the Me'iri says, you know, you can do it with the Yevon the night before. He talks about no, sir, completely different consideration. Yes? Of beer comes to first of the bit. It was done right away. So you're asking what kind of tashbis you're still retaining chametz for later on for tomorrow.
But people get in mind that you can finish up anyway.
Well, that's the big question. Is Aaron right or wrong? There's no one claiming that the rush of the Aaron is wrong. If a full tashbis too, whatever way, bitzel, whatever way you're doing it, even though you still have more chametz you're going to eat in the future. That restricted to the last kazayas. I said the answer is as follows. Can I answer you? The answer is as follows. It depends. If you're talking about eliminating a chametz in any which way, then it's not restricted to the last kazayas. It's all along continuum. Since there's no difference how you eliminate it, I'll do a bitl, and I'll do an achila, and I'll do a sreif, and I'll do a b'chol dover. I'll do all four, any order I please. Hakol maturif yachad. It's all one big mitzvah tashbisu. With the mechira, with the burning, and with the what I threw into the toilet, and what I did a bit long, it's all one big fulfillment of tashbisu. It could extend for a long period of time. A month could fulfill tashbisu, or at least a day, or at least a half a day. The only time I said before the last desire, I think that's what Aaron meant also, is when you're measuring how you're doing it. When you want it, when there's a distinction drawn. Oh, that's a sreifa. So if I should decide, I have 40 pounds of chametz. I'm eliminating the 40 pounds in four different ways. I'm going to do bitl on 10, I'm going to do Sreifa on 10, I'll throw 10 into the ocean, and I'll do Mechira on 10. So good, I got rid of all 40. Each method we do caught the most of Shon, the Kefilah for Teshbisu. The order is irrelevant. The Mekayim is beautiful, with 40 pounds worth. But if you go and call the Rabbi Yehuda, that's my question. Rabbi Yehuda says, ain't be a chometz on the Mitzrayim. I'm going to eliminate the chometz four different ways. Is it important for me to take the 10 pounds that I'm burning and put that last? That's what Aaron said. Well, no. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds up. I'm going to get rid of 40 pounds of chometz. Not that I'm eating chometz on paper, that's the case I gave before. I'm going to get rid of all of it. So if I get rid of 10 pounds burning, then I do 10 pounds of bittul, then I do 10 pounds of the toilet, then I do 10 pounds of mechira. My nafkamin, I burnt those 10 pounds earlier. What's wrong? So intuitively, I felt that Aaron was right. That the last chometz that you eliminate is critical in terms of whether you fulfill the mitzvah of envy or chometz or lasreif. That's my intuition. That's what Aaron says. But I'm not 100% sure that's right. The minig would seem to, if the minig claims to be some kind of a din, and many people do it the night before, indicates that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the psakim of Sreifas Chometz, even if it's done earlier. The fact that you do eliminate it otherwise, later on, by eating or by selling or by otherwise other kinds of elimination, or by bitzel. There would be five ways, if you count eating, of eliminating Chometz. It's irrelevant. People that had my keel of burning my kazayas. That's the impression I got from the Ramo. But no, I think Aaron is too, I think you're right. But I'm not sure. But the tour I said before the Mashpat is that every kazayas is going to be a keel of Teshbizu of burning, even though you probably have more later. Though I refuted the proof that every house counts differently, but I'm not sure he's right either. Yes? I agree with Rashi. Only said that the Pashtus, according to the Rabbana, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Pashtus, the ultimate fulfillment of Tashbisa B'Doraisa is after Chatzot, as we pointed out yesterday. That's Pashtus. Pashtus, according to Rashi. Torah is the one who extends it earlier as well. But not everyone would agree to that on the level of Doraisa. So it's not so clear. These issues are somewhat murky, but if you have any riots, one way or the other, strong riots, let me know on Sunday, I'll say it over.
What about the Chumra of the Mishnah Berurah that we have to burn the Dafka
on
the face of that conversation?
What? What? Rabbi Yitzchak Barav wrong? That's a shame.
But you guys read it in the Mishnah Berurah. It says the point on it, that's not, you have to do the Dafka burning.
Of course!
So you can just
no, a body should burn out the chatzkila if you can burn out instantaneously. Because there, according to both Rishonim, and they say, wait, so all according to all Rishonim, really.
The Marsha says,
it's
only addressing
Erev
Pesach.
It's
not Marsha that he's addressing the whole Pesach.
Well, most people, we hope, are not going to find Chometz and Pesach. That's just a fluky case. That's the next sin. But we don't usually, most of us don't have fire. Very rare. Okay, let's stop here. Mitzvah on Sunday. We're going to be beginning the sugya of Erev Eitz Shechaliyos for Shabbos. You know, last week I asked you to tell me when you want to take a bechira. And I passed around a sheet. No one reacted. I don't know what happened. I passed the sheet around again. And I had a particular date. If you want.